horizontal and vertical integration. There are two basic directions for growth within a market, horizontal and vertical. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a horizontally integrated firm as an organization that seeks to produce or sell a type of product in numerous markets. Horizontal integration exists when an organization produces or sells similar products in various geographical locations. Horizontal integration in marketing occurs more frequently than horizontal integration in production. C. Vertically integrated firm. It can be done by developing new capabilities in-house. This involves significant time and resources and creates a risk of being later to market than a competitor. Acquiring another organization that aligns well with the business strategy. This enables fast growth or fast new market access, but with integration risk, outsourcing the capability. This is a fast, less resource-intensive way, but it adds a supplier to its value chain. This is in contrast to vertical integration. A vertically integrated firm grows in terms of what it makes or what activities it performs. Here are some related terms defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Vertically integrated firm, an organization with functions that were previously performed by suppliers, but are now done internally. C. Horizontally integrated firm. Vertical integration. The degree to which a firm has decided to directly produce multiple value-adding stages from raw material to the sale of the product to the ultimate consumer. The more steps in the sequence, the greater the vertical integration. A manufacturer that decides to begin producing parts, components, and materials that it normally purchases is said to be backward integrated. Likewise, a manufacturer that decides to take over distribution and perhaps sale to the ultimate consumer is said to be forward integrated. C. Backward integration, forward integration. Exhibit 1-30 shows the possibilities for horizontal and vertical integration in the automotive industry. Company A makes luxury cars, but wants to expand its products. It acquires Company B, which makes electric cars. Company A is now in a position to own a larger share of the automotive market. Company A could decide to grow vertically within its industry's value chain by acquiring Company 1, which makes battery systems used in electric cars, or it could do both. Exhibit 1-30, horizontal and vertical integration. Vertical integration can provide more control over the value chain and could lower costs. It has challenges, however. It cannot be assumed that new competencies will come naturally, easily, or quickly. If a baby food producer buys organic farms, it needs entirely different technology, skill sets, and knowledge. It increases investment in the industry and exposure to changes or negative trends. If technology or customer preferences change, the organization may lose the value of its investment in the added capability. If the activity is not significant to the organization's operations, it is better to outsource. Buying a printing company that makes the manufacturer's labels can be cost-effective only if labels are a significant cost. Capacities may not match optimally. For example, if the baby food manufacturer acquires its own farms, there is a risk that the farm's production will not meet or will exceed demand. As shown in Exhibit 1-31, organizations may have no vertical integration. For example, the supply chain partners remain independent businesses, or they may integrate in either direction, forward or backward, in the value chain. Exhibit 1-31, backward and forward integration. When an organization can produce raw materials, parts, or services with at least the same efficiency, reliability, and quality as suppliers, backward integration may make sense. It offers more control over the cost, timing, and quality of supplies, a valuable competitive advantage when there are few suppliers and they exert power over their customers. However, it does represent significant investment in an activity that is not one of the organization's core competencies. For some organizations, forward integration provides an opportunity to gain more control over the distribution and sale of their products or services. When an organization depends on the goodwill of its distribution channel partners, it must be careful in its use of forward integration. It can create ill will and drive distributors away. Mergers and acquisitions. A merger is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the acquisition of the assets and liabilities of one company by another. In a merger, a new entity is formed. In an acquisition, one entity absorbs another. Analyzing potential mergers and acquisitions is complex. Here are objectives that may be satisfied by a merger or acquisition: creating cost efficiencies, expanding geographical coverage, extending product offerings, gaining access to technology, resources, or capabilities, supporting the organization's ability to adapt to the evolution of its industry. There are major obstacles to a successful merger or acquisition strategy. There may be insufficient due diligence into the transaction. An acquired business may, for example, have more data technology and assets than the purchaser realized. Capabilities may be overstated. It may have legal liabilities. There may be an organizational culture mismatch from leaders downward. A workforce used to more decision-making authority and fewer rules will not adapt smoothly to a regimented organization. Outsourcing for horizontal integration. Outsourcing and subcontracting are potential methods of horizontal integration that serve as alternatives to acquisitions. Outsourcing makes sense when activities can be performed better, more cheaply, or more quickly by a supplier. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as follows. Outsourcing. The process of having suppliers provide goods and services that were previously provided internally. Outsourcing involves substitution. The replacement of internal capacity and production by that of the supplier. C. Offshore. Subcontracting. N. Insourcing. Subcontracting. Sending production work outside to another manufacturer. C. Outsourcing. Outsourcing adds activities to an organization's value chain system, but with fewer risks than ownership. There may be less dilution to its core competencies or economies of scale. Integration alternatives to owning include various levels of partnerships with organizations, such as strategic alliances, joint ventures, and so on. For example, the baby foods manufacturer may decide that it makes more sense to hire marketing and product design capabilities from an outside agency. Perhaps its in-house function does not produce the same quality of design and cannot produce marketing materials as efficiently and cost-effectively as an outside agency. It therefore outsources this activity, which becomes an additional link in its supply chain.